It's Journey, and it's Don't Stop Believin'. Everyone, hold on. Hold on to that feeling. 722, we got our special guest in studio here in just a few minutes. We'll be talking with Barry Bonaparte. She's an attorney, a mediator, arbitrator, hearing officer, tree disputes, neighbor disputes. And it's kind of an interesting story, and we had you in here a few months ago, and it was so fascinating that we wanted to bring you back and find out about what's news in that world. But first, let's check your commute. What's going on, Heather? It's 7:24, and as we said, in studio with us now is Barry Bonaparte. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Welcome back.
Anything new in tree law these days?
Oh, my goodness. Every day brings a new dispute.
That's right.
Let's see. Tonight, I'm going to be appearing before Oakland City Council on a matter that's been in the news a lot lately. It involves a 95-year-old retired school teacher by the name of Phyllis Bishop, who's been fighting to have her views restored from the home that she bought in the Oakland Hills in 1964 with her late husband, Lloyd. And the saga has taken a very unhappy turn recently.
Well, it's been 10 years of litigation back and forth, right?
It has been. And ultimately, she won a battle against her neighbors who were growing their trees to block her views. But there was, after she won the trial, the neighbors appealed, and the appellate court found that the trial judge was correct in making the neighbors cut down their trees. But the appellate court decision came down 2 days after she lost her husband, Lloyd, and so it was very sad.
But did you mean cut them down entirely or do what they call topping it, I guess?
Actually, the judge ordered them to entirely remove the trees because they were blackwood acacia, which are non-native and invasive and flammable, and some Monterey pines, which were dangerous. And so the judge had found that the neighbors had behaved so poorly throughout the years that he wasn't going to take chances with leaving any of the vegetation there. He required them to remove everything and to replace it with lower growing vegetation. But what's happening tonight at City Council is that the city has adjacent property, which also has acacia trees that were growing up into the bishop's views. And the city said all along that once the Haynes cut their trees, the city would come into compliance with their own view ordinance and allow their own trees to be cut. And of course, after the city okayed the permit for doing that, the neighbors came in and appealed that decision.
Oh my God.
I know. The saga never ends.
So are you technically suing the city of Oakland then?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Hopefully that won't be necessary. The staff has recommended that the appeal be denied, that the permit be granted, and that Ms. Bishop be allowed to completely restore her views, and that the city of Oakland come into compliance with their own laws.
Yeah, really?
There was a snafu, though. And after the appeal got filed, the city attorney's office got nervous that the neighbors would sue them and would sue the city. And so they pulled what I'm calling a bait and switch. They put as a condition of approval, without telling Mrs. Bishop, that if the neighbors sued the city, then Mrs. Bishop would have to pay for the city's legal defense and costs, which could run into the tens of thousands of dollars, if not over hundreds of thousands of dollars. She's 95 years old. She's a retired school teacher.
Yeah.
She's been battling this for years. She thought she saw the light at the end of the tunnel, and then there was this bait and switch that happened. And so that's what's going to be on the table at City Council tonight.
So Oakland basically had this law that you can't have acacia trees, but then land owned by the city had those same trees?
Well, the law is a view ordinance,
right,
which gives rights to homeowners to maintain the views that they had when they purchased their property.
Mm.
So it's not really species-oriented.
Gotcha.
These happen to be acacia trees that we're talking about.
You're bringing up something I think is interesting. You're talking about the rights to views, and then there's also maybe the neighbors have the right to privacy by growing trees so they can have some privacy in the backyard. What trumps the other, privacy or view?
Well, view ordinances often try and create a balance between the rights of the view claimant and the rights of the tree owner. And things like privacy and screening are very important, and that's taken into consideration. And the judge went out to the houses and looked and determined that there was no privacy or screening issue First of all, the neighbors don't even live there. It's been a rental property for decades. They split their time in Napa and Hawaii. So, and the tenants didn't care. So there was no issue there. But from an objective standpoint, the trees did nothing to give them privacy or screening.
You think they would want the same view from their house, though?
Yes, and they do have a view from their house because they have trespassed and topped city trees without city permission, and that came out at trial. These trees are kind of to their side, so they don't block their own view.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But they created a nice view for themselves anyway.
I want to move on to another story. Sure. I had about a tree story in Tiburon. This was in the news last month, and I thought of you, so I saved it. It was a judge had ruled in Tiburon. Basically, the story was a neighbor put in a pizza oven in his backyard and decided to go ahead and hire someone to trim the neighbor's trees to give him a path for the smoke and to clear out ventilation for his pizza oven. So he just hired some guy, went up there and hacked the trees, and he came home and saw some guy up in the trees hacking away. Yeah. So he sued, and he was awarded $45,000 in damages, the man with the trees, not the pizza oven. But they said that part of the settlement was for loss of beauty and shade, and they put a value of $15,000 on that. So when you're litigating and talking to people, there are certain parameters on beauty and shade and a dollar value to that type of stuff?
Yeah, people are often surprised to learn that trees have monetary value, not just personal value. And there are actually books that are written on the subject of how you place a value on a tree. There's a book called The Guide for Plant Appraisal, 9th edition. They're working on a 10th edition.
I love that book.
Yes, anytime that you have trouble sleeping, open up that book. But it gives you the various methodologies to value a tree. Like there's a replacement cost method, there's something called a trunk formula method, there's something called a cost of cure method, and it makes it sound real scientific, but you can have two arborists, as in that case, and by the way, I was not involved in that case. I had nothing to do with it, but I know the arborists who testified, because I've worked with both of them, and you can have both of them using the same formula, like the trunk formula method, and come up with wildly different values, which is what happened in this case.
Yeah.
And, you know, sort of garbage in, garbage out. It's much more of an art than a science.
I just found it real interesting that it wasn't arbitrary, that there was an actual dollar value put on beauty and shade.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's called an amenity value.
Oh, see? We're learning stuff this morning. This is great.
It's now, a fancy word.
The last time we had you in, Barry, you were very gracious to take some calls from fogheads because everyone seems to have a neighbor.
Yeah, it's not just a tree issue. You're a specialist in neighbor issues.
And an issue with maybe something. Last time I remember we had a story about a person at a retaining wall and that the water was flowing out from their neighbor's retaining wall into their yard, right. And you had some advice. So if you've got some questions for our expert, now's the time to call. 800-300-KFOG. That's 800-300-3564. And again, it's not legal advice per se. It's just, you know, how these things are issued, and you could probably maybe give them some direction on what to do?
I can do that. Mostly it's following the golden rule, which is treat others as you would be treated. So
we had a ton of calls last time. I'm sure fogheads have questions for you as well. 800-300-KFOG. If you want to talk to our expert on, tree and neighbor law.